Matthew McConaughey is a mere player in the revolution. And we'll get exactly to what that revolution is in a moment. McConaughey starred in 2011's The Lincoln Lawyer, a movie based on a book of the same name by Michael Connelly. I'd never heard of the movie until we watched it quite a few months back, and I loved it. It stopped making me wonder why McConaughey is doing all those Lincoln car commercials. In the flick, McConaughey plays lawyer Mick Holler, who, in lieu of a proper office, does his work out of a chauffeured Lincoln Town Car. Here's how IMDb describes it in one sentence. A lawyer defending a wealthy man begins to believe his client is guilty of more than just one crime. We really enjoyed the movie and couldn't figure out why there hadn't been several sequels. McConaughey was too high-priced to make the Lincoln Lawyer series into anything other than one or two standalone movies. He only ended up making one. It's too bad. However, there is a great series on Netflix called The Lincoln Lawyer. They finished season one and apparently have season two in the works. We wrote about that show in July of 2022 at the O'Leary Review, if you want to go back and read about what we thought of it. And though we have shifted a little bit, our program started when we were podcasting on sports. And while there are no sports-specific themes in The Lincoln Lawyer, McConaughey himself is a big supporter of Texas Longhorns athletics, be that as it may. So how does this tie into our program? Well, a few years back, McConaughey was spotted in Boston's Fenway Park watching the Red Sox and wearing a fanny pack. So what? With the apologies to the celebrity culture that currently embraces the fanny pack movement, it is really my friend, the Hindu Hammer, who, years ago, single-handedly brought back the fanny pack as a proper men's accessory. If you go back in the archives, we had the Hindu Hammer on the program, Sportlanders, a podcast, a while back. The Hammer had a website where he filtered the news so you don't have to, and we're hoping it gets rebooted as a bunch of hackers infiltrated the site a few months back. But trust me when I say that the Hammer started the revolution well before McConaughey and others. Let's put it this way. The Hammer is known in his circles of the business world as Mr. Fanny Pack, and those circles ain't small. As for continuing the revolution, we now have a partner specializing in genuine leather fanny packs and other leather accessories like wallets, dop kits, backpacks, computer cases, leather-bound journals, and so forth. If you've ever thought about becoming part of the fanny pack revolution, my advice is just to start, and start today. The Hindu Hammer and Matthew McConaughey need all the support they can get for their revolution. And the best place to get your brand new leather fanny is to click on over to briandoleary.com/fanny. The revolution starts now.